Books on Tape presents Blood Done Sign My Name, A True Story by Timothy B. Tyson, read by Robertson Dean. Ain't you glad that the blood done sign your name? African American Spiritual. Chapter 1. Baptism. Daddy and Roger and them shot him a nigger. That's what Gerald Teal said to me in my family's driveway in Oxford, North Carolina, on May 12, 1970. We were both 10 years old. I was bouncing a basketball. The night before, a black man had said something at the store to Judy, his 19-year-old sister-in-law, Gerald told me, and his father and two of his brothers had run him out of the store and shot him dead. The man's name was Henry Marrow, I found out later, but his family called him Dickie. He was killed in public as he lay on his back, helpless, begging for his life. I was stunned and bewildered, as if Gerald had informed me that his family had fried up their house cat and eaten it for breakfast. We did not use that word at our house. It was not that I had never heard it, or had never used it myself, but somehow the children in my family knew that to utter that word in the presence of my father would be to say goodbye to this earthly life. My daddy was a Methodist minister, an Eleanor Roosevelt liberal, he called himself in later years, and at our house, nigger was not just naughty, like hell or damn. It was evil, like taking the Lord's name in vain, maybe even worse. And now my friend Gerald was using it while talking about his daddy and his brothers killing a man. Before Gerald could say anything more, my mother opened the front door of our house and called me in for supper. "What are we having?" I yelled back at her. "I am not announcing my menu to the neighborhood."